This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. Good morning, I'm Macca. Huge show today. My special guest and co-host is Jane Garrett, the member for Eastern Victoria and the Legislative Council. And Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine is Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show, and it's coming to you live right here from Melbourne, the world's most livable city in the world's, on the world's best LGBTI radio station. You can listen to us on radio, by streaming, and of course via podcasts. We bring you an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ community. We're actually joined in the studio by Melinda Rich, Joy President. You wanted to talk about some recent Joy news and update, Mel. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Thanks for making a bit of time for me. Just wanted to, be on air today and sort of follow up on some comms that went out yesterday to all our volunteers and members, announcing that our CEO, Tennille Moiselle, has decided to resign so she can focus on her health and wellbeing, which I think, you know, it's important for all of us to do.
Sure is.
Really want to acknowledge the great contribution that Tennille's made over just about 3 years, actually, in the role, which is quite a long time in Joy years, actually.
What can happen? Is that like dog years? Like, 7 years?
It can feel a bit that way.
It is a bit. So much going on.
And look, I mean, some fantastic achievements in that time. You know, I called them out in my comms, particularly the leadership and advocacy of the during the marriage equality campaign, which was just so critical. To our community, and we got the right result there in the end. I think Joy played a role in that too. I'd like to think that we did.
Absolutely, I think you did.
And if you look at our listenership figures just from the last survey, I think 2 or 3 years ago we were down sort of sub 400,000 listeners a month, 380,000. We're up to 530 now.
Which is actually about 13% of the Melbourne FM audience.
It's just huge.
I think we've actually just passed the likes of Radio National in the survey. So, obviously
they won't like that.
Very different stations, but, you know, that's a very big, prominent
brand.
It really does demonstrate to me that the work the board and Tennille and the staff and volunteers and everyone involved has done over the last 3 years around our strategy to broaden our reach and our impact is getting a lot of traction because more people are listening to Joy and they're listening more often as well, according to the survey. So, I guess that's kind of, you know, big news, but also a wonderful opportunity for us to look at who the next leader of Joy will be to take us forward and look at all the next sort of opportunities and challenges that we've got on the horizon.
Will you be doing a full executive search for the position?
Yeah, we'll be doing a full recruitment process. So the board will be running that. We'll be taking our time to make sure we get the right person. Great news is we've got
Macca is now retired.
There's little notes being passed in the studio.
You can't
put in your CV.
You can't afford me.
I think that's probably very true. We could not afford you in a million years.
If that money was 2.5 days a week, I'd do it.
You don't get out of bed for less than $10,000.
No. I guess it's all about how effective you can be in 2.5 days a week, then, isn't it, Macca?
Yeah. No, look, No, I'll give the politician's answer.
Oh, oh dear. Well, what's this going to be? Here we go.
At this stage, I do not intend to put my name forward.
Oh, okay.
We have no plans at this stage to put in a resume.
But that was at 10:09, who knows?
Yes. Look, I guess in closing, a great thing for the board and I guess the operations team is we've got James Hamilton, who's been in as interim acting CEO while Tennille's had some leave recently. So I think we've got stability, which is great. Gets us through that incredibly critical upcoming fundraising period called Radiothon. And can't emphasise enough how important that is for everyone to sort of get behind that, from staff, follies, patrons, sponsors, supporters, listeners. It's the time of year to support Joy. I'll use Macca's great line, we're on air, we don't run on air. This is the time of year where I get very worried about money. You know, cash flow becomes sort of quite tight at this time of year and we're leading into that quite critical period. So,
it does.
Having stability is important. And, yes, please dig deep, everyone.
And, I want to say I've worked with every CEO at Joy. Everyone, every single one.
Yep, and we've had a few.
And, you know, Tennille, in terms of, you know, I've had a fantastic relationship with Tennille. She's been very supportive of the show. She's been very supportive of me when I'm pursuing sponsorship opportunities in terms of putting the props together.
Yep.
It is a really, really tough job. It's a combination of manager, counsellor, psychologist, treasurer,
marketer,
logistics.
All sorts of stuff.
It's a really, really tough gig. No one in that job ever escapes criticism. One thing that's often forgotten is when people do this job, that praise is also really important. I've enjoyed a good relationship with Tennille. I wish her well. You know, I know she has some challenges ahead. I wish her well on that, and I want to thank her for her service on a personal and professional level.
Yep, well said.
It's not an easy gig.
No, it's not.
Thank you. Thank you, Tennille.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.